This next poem is Helen Mania, Helen in the Mani, in the Southern Peloponnese, or the Mania for Helen. This is Poetry Book Society approved poetry. And it comes in several parts, and I normally make somebody else read it with me because there are two distinct voices, but I'll try it on my own. The two voices of these. One is Prince Alexandros or Paris, I think, running away with Helen, and the other voice is sort of the political fixer for Agamemnon, who is looking for a reason to wage a war for the rising state of Greece against the East. It's up to you whether you see historical parallels. There are lots of references to a very particular locality in the Peloponnese. The Taitos Mountains run down. According to Homer, it's at Cranae, the Isle of Fennel or Marathonissi, that Helen and Paris spent their first night together. According to my friend, Yanis, that's not so. He tells me that they came past the village we stay in and left the other side of the Taitos Mountains, and he's even shown me the chariot wheel tracks in the road. This is not to be denied. You don't deny this. And that made me very interested in a different notion of Greek or classical mythology, which is a series of civic pride stories, very localized civic pride stories, rather than the huge edifice of public school boy German and English classicism of the last and previous century. I make reference also to Egypt. There is the poem by H.D., Helen in Egypt, and fragments in Euripides and other sources that Helen was never in Troy or Ilium. She was actually in Egypt and it was a ghost. I don't believe that. And that probably explains most of the references, I should imagine. And it did begin with my friend Yanis telling me there is this other version. You know, he's promising to tell me some more next time I see him. So, Helen Mania. Yanis told us of the alternative escape route. Helen and Paris making chariot wheel tracks in Thalame down to the harbour at Pephnos. Spartans left waiting at Cranae, mouths open, bored before the myth. Look at those sparks, like stars, eh? They spent their first night here, fell upon one another, spent until the sun came over Taitos. Helen set foot on board, trumpets sound over water, sowing in the grain the ships of all the world in her wake. Helen didn't want the trouble. Safe behind those walls, the army of the fertile plain said so. I looked at Marathonissi, plotted the chariot tracks crashing down from Thalame to Pephnos and the sea. Helen didn't want it to happen. Then love, like Paris, arrived. I looked at the serene harbour, Isle of Fennel, empty blue mirror. Helen was not there, nor in Egypt. Honey melting the other side of Taitos that night. Now the fixer guy. We need a name for this war. Economics won't move our heroes. Plunder is nearer to it, but join our trade war won't swing it. We need to make it personal. Control of grain ships through the straits and increased tax revenue? I think not. If we had a woman abducted, for instance. In the future, they'll see through us. And if we would turn... As if we would turn the world upside down for a Spartan girl who warmed up the house guest, Menelaus's hot wife gone wrong. I set my foot in the track. Greece slot to smashed Ilium, one way ride to bliss or exile. Night of stars, night of revelation, silver jackal sniffing around the door. Storm came smoking off Taitos. The house became a boat, and the great green flooded her mind. The island, her dream, floated out to Paris. Snakes and figs littered the yard. That morning, Helen threw aside the carpet of stars. That morning, Helen stepped aboard. I kept my Spartan girl wrapped up, hidden under a pile of cloaks for this languid sexual periplus. We drew bright lines across the water, phosphor alphabet dissolving clues. We lipsticked the mouth of hell below Taneron. Even so, she could not be dimmed. She shone so fair, like a bowl of light. Desire lifted us like the tide. Up from the inky black, a message where fish pick the bones clean and fields of seaweed denote a continent. We turned the world upside down. Menelaus, where are your divisions now? Stop. Your squad cars and riches stop. I left of my own free will and cannot stop. Stop. She lay in the boat burning my beacon, shaped by heaven. They built temples in her wake. Who would believe it over a girl, despite our endless back and forth, Io, Europa, Medea, and the sassy East? Moonstruck lovers is all we need. We could get the Egyptian priests on our side, build a temple to the goddess stranger, variation as a post-something aesthetic. She was a ghost above the Scaean gates, etc. I have it now. Our brother's loss is our cause. Make sure you don't catch them. Clear all the harbours down to Matipan. It's Priam's turn for regime change.